This is Senator Al Simpson. Some overzealous folks want to artificially reintroduce the wolf into Yellowstone National Park. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, some of the banjo-eyed environmentalists are always crying wolf. They're pushing a plan that would artificially place wolves in Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone was created in 1872 as a pleasuring ground for the enjoyment of the American people, Ted. There hasn't been a wolf seen in there for decades, but there are a marvelous multitude of other animals roaming free in that magnificent country. The wolf reintroduction program seriously threatens the moose and elk herds. It threatens livestock on nearby ranches, and the price tag for breeding pairs is excessive. We should not conduct this type of experiment in Yellowstone Park, Ted. One day wolf reintroduction may well be in the cards, but this concerted howl for wolves, however well-intended, is plain wrong, Ted.
Al, your anti-environment reflex is twitching again. Wolves are an endangered species, and the Yellowstone Project is a sensible way to save them. It's part of a plan approved by the Fish and Wildlife Service that's proceeding smoothly in other regions. But opposition from nearby ranches has stalled it in Yellowstone, even though polls show a solid majority of people in Wyoming support it. Wolves once lived in Yellowstone, but they were hunted down and became extinct before people realized the important role they play in nature and the environmental balance. Give the restoration plan a chance, Al. Ranchers' fears have been eased in other states by compensating them for losses. Yellowstone is one of our greatest national parks, Al, and the restoration plan would be one of our greatest environmental successes. Don't cry wolf before you know the facts, Al. If your view of the environment had prevailed, we wouldn't have a Yellowstone Park in the first place. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.